ammunition, weapons manufacturing equipment, and methamphetamine. A body discovered on a Mendocino County beach is believed to be that of missing Santa Cruz resident 48-year-old Rebecca Jones. High surf prevented officials from removing the body for positive identification. It was secured by rope and also is trapped by a heavy boulder. She had been camping with a friend when she went missing on Friday. There's a controversy brewing in Washington, D.C. surrounding Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. It turns out he was hospitalized January 1st for complications from an elective surgery that put him in the ICU for 4 days. As of last night, he was still in Walter Reed Hospital, and officials still have not said what that procedure was. President Biden was not notified of the situation until Austin had been hospitalized for 3 days. In sports, the Warriors lost to Toronto 133-118 in a game that pretty much did not matter. The Rams beat the 49ers 21-20, and Chris Kirk won the century in Hawaii by one shot at 29 under par. And your forecast, we've got a frost advisory until 10 a.m. this morning, otherwise cool and partly cloudy with low 50s. Tonight, turning cloudy, there is a chance for showers by early tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow afternoon, expect showers with mid to upper 50s. Showers are likely on Wednesday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein 636-8346 or visit sonomavein.com.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
We try to make it as easy as possible to get the greatest songs of all time and wherever you happen to be, the most convenient way. On the radio at 93.7 FM. We stream live to the world at KJZY.com. We are also on your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Jazzy FM. Or, hey, Google, play Jazzy FM. There we are. Wherever you are, Billie Holiday, Love Me or Leave Me is the greatest songs of all time. Continue on Jazzy 93.7.
Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and give it back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else. Love me or leave me or let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Don't want to borrow to have it today and give it back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody
seen two turtle doves bill and coo when they love
That's the kind of magic music will make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet, then we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above. We're in love. When I hear that lullaby of birdland, crazy swinging lullaby of birdland, all it seems to do is just remind me that I'm oh so in love, I don't know what to do. When I hear that lullaby of birdland, crazy swinging lullaby of birdland, all it seems to do is just remind me of the nights that I spent loving you. Above, and now I've discovered just why I'm so much in love, so much in love, baby, with you. Lullaby of birdland.
Jazzy.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors? Before you enter tick habitat, remember to take these important precautions to stay tick-free.
First, apply repellent containing an EPA-registered active ingredient such as DEET, picaridin, or IR3535 to exposed skin. Always follow label directions.
Remember to wear light-colored clothing to make it easier to spot ticks. And whenever possible, wear long pants and long sleeves to make it more difficult for ticks to reach your skin.
While in tick habitat, stay on trails and avoid contact with nymph habitat such as leaf litter, logs, and tree trunks. Remember to periodically check for ticks on yourself and your furry friends.
After exiting tick habitat, tumble dry your clothes on high heat for 10 minutes to kill ticks.
Take a shower after coming indoors and carefully check for any ticks. If you find one attached, make sure to properly remove it immediately.
For more information about ticks and tick bite prevention, visit the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District's website at msmosquito.org.
If you have young ones and you need to give them a wonderful experience, how about the Charles Schulz Museum, where their exhibit is called It's Time for School, Charlie Brown. They have original Peanuts art alongside vintage school-related items. And if you're interested, the details are yours at our website, kjzy.com. Click on events. The greatest songs of all time continue with Bobby Darin on Jazzy 93.7 KJZY.
Call me irresponsible, call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable, tell me I'm impractical, rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible, yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true that I'm irresponsibly mad for you. Go on and call me unpredictable, tell me that I'm impractical, rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. You go ahead and call me irresponsible, I admit I'm unreliable.
no good unless she loves you. If it goes, if it's real, when somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you.
Find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy. And I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. And I say to myself, get a hold. Can't you see that this could never be? You go to my head, my head, my head, with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. That this heart of mine
hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my head, you go to my and I find you spinning round and round and round and round and round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head, my head, my head, to my head. You go.
Jazzy 93.7 KJZY, the greatest songs of all time. Smokey, You Go to My Head. We heard Keeley Smith too, and All the Way. We're making our way toward the 7 o'clock hour on our wonderful, cozy Monday. Here's Wes Montgomery on Jazzy.
Thank you. me know the magic of a kiss and a sigh. While the wheel is spinning, 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 I'll not dream of winning fortune.
Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 8th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Social Advocates for Youth, the nonprofit that serves youth in crisis, has a crisis of its own. It needs to find about $1 million in funding quickly, or it might have to shut down its Dream Center on Summerfield Road this week. The site of the former Warwick Hospital was transformed into the Dream Center in 2016 for $9.5 million. The current plan is to sell the building, valued at over $12 million, and downsize in an effort to continue vital services to 67 youth that live at the Dream Center and more than 400 families SAY works with. A fire early Sunday morning at a home on Moreland Avenue in Santa Rosa sent a man to the hospital with life-threatening burn injuries. Fire crews responded about 1:20 in the morning to find flames coming from the single-story home and the man out front with a hose attempting to put the flames out. The home was almost totally destroyed. The man was transported to the hospital by ambulance. His name has not yet been released. Several Sonoma County libraries are getting upgrades over the next few years. The 50-year-old Petaluma Library alone will undergo an almost $6 million renovation. Healed